Normally, those circuits don't interact much. But when the subjects were anxious, the circuits morphed into something like a unified network, essentially rewiring the brain. And somehow, that rewiring affected how the subjects interacted with the world through smell. So why does this matter? First, because it helps explain how anxiety can feed on itself. Insofar as being anxious makes things smell generally worse, those worse smells may in turn cause greater anxiety, creating an anxiety feedback loop. But understanding how emotion and smell can intertwine may also lead to ways to use smell as a way to combat anxiety and other mental disorders, an intriguing possibility that may be borne out with more research.